Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Attorney at Condi Law, Karen Condi. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about the vaccines and whether employers can require employees to be vaccinated. Can they do that?
Yeah, they probably can. And, you know, basically an employer has the right to create workplace rules. And as long as they're not discriminatory based on race or age or sex or gender, all that stuff, then basically you can, the employer can do that. And unless there's some really deep-seated religious belief that it offends, or if someone has a disability that would be adversely impacted, the employer should probably accommodate those things. But even then, courts have said that if it's a safety in the workplace situation, the employer may not have to accommodate those types of exceptions. So the bottom line is the employer can probably make those rules and enforce them.
As a lawyer, would you tell a business to make it a requirement?
You know, that's tricky, because if I gave that advice and the employer mandated it, what would happen if an employee had an adverse reaction to one of the vaccinations, which might happen, because no drug is perfectly safe for everybody? Would that create then liability on my part? Right. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, what if someone gets sick? I don't mandate it, and someone gets sick from COVID, and the thought is, well, you didn't make it mandatory, and therefore people are getting sick at the workplace. So I think, you know, employers are going to have reasons both ways. I think I would probably err on the side of making it a rule and just say, would you rather work in a workplace where everyone's vaccinated, or would you rather work in a workplace where people get to choose whatever they want to do? And I think maybe I would opt for, you know, the former.
If people do have bad reactions to the vaccines, if some do, are we going to start seeing lawsuits about this?
You know, it's interesting. When it comes to regular drugs, there are those lawsuits. You see them all the time on television, class actions if you have side effects. But when it comes to vaccinations, the companies cut deals with the government. And the deal is they are immune from lawsuits, but they have to put a little bit of money away into this fund that goes into a government fund that there's like a vaccination court. Have you ever heard of this? I haven't.
No.
No. And if people have adverse reactions, they can go to this court. It's a federal court, and it's a specialized court, and they can make their claim there, and they can get compensation if there's something that went wrong with the vaccination. But generally speaking, then there's not going to be those lawsuits, because there is immunity.
I wonder if we're going to start seeing the airlines requiring people to get a vaccination passport to prove they've been vaccinated before they get on a plane. What do you think?
You know, you could, I mean, think about it. Would you like to get on a plane where you know everyone was vaccinated?
Yeah.
I would.
Sure.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I read that Qantas was talking about doing it. This is the airline that goes to Australia. And I guess people just shut it down very quickly because people didn't want to, you know, they didn't want their liberty impacted. But again, I just don't know if it would be a good thing from a publicity standpoint or a bad thing. But I guess we'll see. And, you know, we're going to see different businesses. I mean, will Starbucks say all of our employees are vaccinated? We're going to stand strong and make a claim and use that as sort of an advertising point. How about Uber? I mean, wouldn't you like to get into an Uber making sure someone was vaccinated?
Yeah, so, and eventually, will restaurants require customers to show that they've been vaccinated, and then maybe they're allowed to open up inside?
Yeah, I it cuts both ways, because nobody likes their liberty, their individual liberty rights to be impacted. But as one jurist said a long time ago, you can't have liberty for everyone if everyone's exercising their own liberty.
Yeah,
so
right.
This is one of those things where you just kind of have to join the herd. And I know I'm hearing all kinds of people saying, you know, that there's chips in the vaccination, and it's evil, and it's bad, and it's, you know, and you know, we don't know. This was developed very quickly. On the other hand, we're being told by really important people who are smarter than I am that these vaccinations are safe, and we have vaccinations for polio and all of those other diseases that have long been eradicated in our society. So I'm hoping that it's a good vaccination and that everybody gets it, and we don't have to make those vaccinations mandatory.
And so far, so good with the trials. Karen Conte, attorney at Conte Law. I will not talk to you until after the holidays, Karen. So thanks for all your good information. Hope you have a happy Yuletide. Glad tidings to you.
Thanks to you, Bob, and all your listeners.
And we'll talk to you down the road.